What's up, family? Welcome back to PJ's Take. This episode, we're going to be talking about taking care of your godly temple and why it's so important. And I'm going to equate that to taking care of your house and how that translates to us taking care of our godly temple and why it's so important. And before I get started, I hope all is well with y'all. Thank you for tuning in. So our godly temple, just like taking care of a house, is a blessing. Having that is a blessing. And we ought to be good stewards of our blessing. We're called to be good stewards of our blessing. So how can you be a good steward of your house? Well, you can maintain your house, for one. Another thing you can do is keep it clean and organized. And then the third thing you can do is secure your house. So I'm going to hit on those three points. And then I'm going to hit on why or how that translates to us in our godly temple. So for the first thing, when it comes to maintaining your house, a lot of times it's the small stuff that if you're not careful, if you don't pay attention to, if you don't take care of ahead of time, then they can lead to like bigger implications and things like that. For example, a leaking faucet, right? If you have a pipe or a faucet that's leaking and you just put it off, you just ignore it, especially when it's like winter time and things like that. Well, eventually that pipe is going to burst and your house can flood, and that can destroy everything, which is not good at all. And we can equate that in our godly temple to like those little lies in our life. Right, so Proverbs 19:5 reads, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape." So those little lies, if you just keep letting them trickle in, one after another, and you say, "Oh, it's just small, it's not gonna hurt none." Well, eventually that's gonna build up, and it can like really, it can burst and destroy everything, and flood your house, flood your life, and cause like a lot of issues. So we gotta take care of that as early as possible. Stacking more lies on top of more lies does not make it right. That makes things worse, and you don't want to get caught in that web of lies. And then another small thing that can have big implications is like, just think about like lint or like dust, right? So in your dryer, if you don't clean out the dust and the lint and things like that, well, eventually that's going to build up more and more and more. And what can come of that? A fire can start. A fire can happen. And that can burn your whole life, your whole, like everything you built up, it'll burn it down. We can look at that fire in a godly temple like lust, like a lustful thought or something like that. So Proverbs 6 and 27 through 29. And it say, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent." And that tells us right there that those little lustful thoughts, we gotta go to the Lord about that and nip that in the bud, because if that stuff keeps building up, that will literally burn down your relationships and burn down like what you built. And that kind of off topic, you know, a lot of people say like, "Oh, I can look, but I can't touch." And a lot of people use that as an excuse to like lust after people, because, you know, as a society, we think, "Oh, just a little lustful thought won't hurt." Like, you know what I mean? But Jesus said, if you lust after somebody, that's adultery in your heart. So that standard is very high, which is why we're all guilty of that, committing that adultery in our heart. That's why we gotta repent and get right with God with those things. So that's the interior of taking care of your house. So what are some exterior things of taking care of a house? Well, one, mowing your grass, you know, keeping it cut, getting the little lines back and forth, you know, getting the little circles and the shapes, trimming the edges of the yard, cleaning your windows so you can see outside, painting your garage, taking care of any rust, cleaning up the leaves out the gutters so it don't flood, all kinds of different things. And that exterior stuff is very important, but it's not as important as the interior stuff. And here's why I think that. So 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "But the Lord saith unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man, we looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." And when it comes to our godly lives, that's facts. Because, again, as a society, we just look at the outward appearance. Like, as a whole, all people tend to focus on is just the outward. Like, getting their muscles big and getting the best tan and having the best hair and getting rid of all the wrinkles and this, that, and the third. But they're not working on their heart. You know, that's the most important muscle, because that's what God is looking at. Like, we can have everything looking good on the outside, but with the nastiest looking heart. And that's why we need to focus on the things that God looks at, because we're not going to heaven or hell based off of how tall we are, our ethnicity, how much of weight we can lift, or what clothes we wear, or how many six packs or eight packs we have. That's based off of, is our heart right with God? Do we have that relationship with Jesus? That's what it's based off of. So, point number two, when it comes to our house and our godly temple, is keeping it clean and organized. So, cleaning your house. Obvious things that come to mind, right? Like sweeping the dust off the floor, mopping the floors, doing spring cleaning, kitchen, cleaning the kitchen out, cleaning the fridge out, cleaning the bathroom, organizing your clothes, washing your clothes, all that good stuff. Cleaning the dust off of the fans, you know, stuff like that. And then the organization part, having a calendar, right? So you don't miss your appointments, so you don't miss your work meetings, so you can make all your deadlines and things like that. And that's very important to have in a godly life, to be able to keep us clean and organized. So Proverbs 13:4, it reads, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." And I have definitely been guilty of that. If you don't know what a sluggard is, that's a lazy person. That's a person who sits around and makes excuses not to try to better themselves, not to try to work towards their goals and things like that. And that's not God's desire for us. God's children, we shouldn't be lazy. We're really nobody. We should not be living a lazy life. Like, that's like a child mentality. You know what I mean? So when it comes to our godly temples, we need to keep ourselves clean. We need to keep ourselves organized, so that we're not living a sluggard life, so that we're not just making excuses. Because think about it. Was Jesus lazy? No. Was Jesus a sluggard? No. Did Jesus make excuses not to get stuff done? No. So if he's living in our hearts, then we shouldn't have those things. We should have the traits that Jesus had when he walked this earth. And that's also important so that our lives are not cluttered and nasty just with like all day-to-day stuff. We need to keep it clean and organized. And then the third point when it comes to taking care of your godly temple, and this is a big one, is security. So when it comes to your house, some security measures we might have is having a smoke detector, having a carbon monoxide detector. And I think that's kind of like the Holy Spirit telling us, hey, there's something, like giving us discernment. Hey, there's something not right with this. There's something not right with this person, with this situation. Don't go to that place. Another thing is having security cameras in your house. A lot of people have the Ring doorbells. I don't know if y'all seen them before. So that you can see who's coming up. You can record and things like that. Another thing that people have for home security is a firearm for intruders that try to break in when the family's in there and stuff. And our weapon, this is equivalent to a godly temple, because we need to keep our heart secure. Our weapon is the word of God. There's power in that word. Proverbs 4:23, and it reads, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And that's so important, because like I was saying before, that's what God looks at, is the heart. God is not looking at the outward man, just like that First Samuel scripture I read earlier. God is looking at our heart. And how we can guard our heart is by prayer. Prayer with the Lord is a conversation, just like I'm talking right now. It's like a conversation. And another thing is that word, like I said, like that's our weapon. That's God's promises. Like if you're reading and praying and declaring God's word, the words that Jesus spoke during his ministry, if you're declaring God's promises over your life, and then if you realize like this power and life and death in your tongue, and then if you realize that we have authority to trample over the enemy, if you realize that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, like if you read the word and realize these things, like that's guarding your heart. We need to guard our heart from those fiery quenches of the enemy, those fiery darts of the enemy. And Ephesians is talking about that shield of faith. We gotta have that shield of faith, because faith is our currency. That's how we move. We're walking by faith and not by sight. Because if you saw everything, and I'm kind of going, not going through it, but I'm experiencing this right now. I came to that like realization that if you could see everything and know everything, then what's the point of having a relationship with God? Because if you knew everything, you wouldn't need him. So clearly we don't. We don't know everything. We got to cast all our cares on him, for he cares for us. And having that shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy is so crucial, because the enemy sends lies. Enemies is a smart being. He sends lies our ways. He sends fake substitutes for God's real thing our ways. Like God would have a full 5-course meal for us, but the enemy would send us like a McChicken from McDonald's and try to convince us like that's the best I got, like that's the best thing, you know what I mean? So it's essential that just like we secure our house, like we take so much precautions to secure our house, but we gotta guard our hearts. Like how much more important is guarding your heart than guarding your house? And the last scripture I want to read is 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And it reads, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And that kind of wraps things up. That's kind of my take. That's my take, is referring back to that scripture in 1 Corinthians, because what stood out to me was we were bought with a price. You know, we spend money on our house, so it's precious to us, right? We spend all this money on the house, so it's precious to us. Well, how much did God give for us? Jesus gave his life for us. How precious are we in his eyes? How precious are we? So just like we guard our house, we keep it secure, we keep it neat, we keep it organized, we keep it clean, we maintain it, we need to guard our godly temple. We need to keep our godly temple secure. We need to keep our godly temple clean. We need to keep it organized and maintained. And I'm going to end it off in a prayer. Father God, I just pray for the person listening to this, and I pray for myself, Lord, that you would give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to know how to walk this walk and walk this faith, and to keep and to take care of our godly temple, that we would run to you, Lord, and not try to run to cheap substitutes in the world for our godly temple. And help us to remember, Lord, that Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Amen. And I thank y'all for listening, tuning in. I'm going to be dropping more episodes more consistently now. And you can catch this on all podcast platforms and Instagram at PJS_take. And until next time, peace and bless up.